At the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, Rush Week has come and gone, and the traditionally all-white sororities and fraternities will stay all-white. One black student, Melody Twilley, wanted to join Alpha Delta Pi. She was not accepted. Alabama has 36 all-white Greek organizations. Ms. Twilley was the only African-American to apply. Jeffrey Gettleman has been covering this story for the Los Angeles Times and joins us now. Mr. Gettleman, just put Alabama into perspective here with the rest of, let's say, the South.
Well, from the research that I did, University of Alabama is the only school in the country that has a completely segregated fraternity and sorority system. Other schools in the South, other big state schools, which have very prominent Greek systems, like Ole Miss, University of Mississippi, and University of Georgia, went through this integration process about 10 or 15 years ago.
On campus at Tuscaloosa, to be fair, there are black sororities and fraternities.
That's right, and there's a lot of pride in the traditions and rituals of black fraternities and sororities. A lot of black students at the University of Alabama were not pushing this issue too aggressively because they felt like they had their institutions and they didn't want to join a group of white organizations that historically hadn't wanted them.
Now, tell us, please, about Ms. Twilley. She has said, "I'm not trying to be the next Rosa Parks. I'm just rushing because I think it would be fun to be a sorority girl. I like the idea of sisterhood."
Yeah, she's really interesting. She did not come across to me as self-righteous at all. A lot of people on campus thought that the only reason why she wanted to join a white sorority was to make a point, but I didn't get that sense at all. She basically told me that she thought it would be fun. She went to a high school that was predominantly white and did very well there. She's very smart, and she, to me, was a very mature, put-together woman and seemed to have a good sense of why she wanted to do this.
Did you speak to anybody in any of the organizations, the Greek organizations, the ones which have been all white, as to ask them if they would accept an African-American?
Yeah, I did talk to some people about that. And they said if it was the right girl and she fit in and the sisters liked her, they would do it. I mean, one part of the Greek system is its exclusivity. So it's not clear, you know, exactly what they're looking for when they ask people to rush their houses, and they do that on purpose.
Yet, I believe you say in your stories about this that 83% of those who apply indeed are accepted?
Yes.
Any response from the administration of the University of Alabama?
Yeah, a lot of administrators were very disappointed. They had stuck their necks out farther for Melanie than they had for any other student. They saw her as the perfect candidate to integrate the system, to be the first minority or the first black in a traditionally white house. And they were upset that she hadn't gotten any farther.
You write about a mysterious sort of presence that's almost in the air at Tuscaloosa, has been for many years, called the Machine. What would the Machine, this is almost like a secret society of alums, what would the Machine have to do with who is accepted into a fraternity?
The Machine controls the Greek system at the University of Alabama and much more beyond that. The Machine is made up of representatives from the top elite white fraternities and sororities, and they decide who's going to be in the student government, what's going to go on campus. And I was told that the Machine, which is bent on preserving traditions at the university, and one of those traditions is the segregated social system, did not want any sorority to accept Melody.
And how long has the Machine been operating there?
Nobody quite knows. They think it goes back to the 1870s and that it does have some relationship with the Skull and Bone Society at Yale. What's interesting about the Machine is that it has lasted longer at the University of Alabama than any other school. It used to have chapters and organizations across the country, and those sort of petered out when fraternities and sororities became uncool in the 60s and 70s. But at Alabama, it's really clung to its position of power, and today continues to control student government and other aspects of campus life.
Jeffrey Gettleman, Atlanta Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times. Thank you, Mr. Gettleman.
Thank you.